that meeting there sounds like, I don't know, sounds like a big deal. Probably be well attended. But Tom was trying to tell you negative. He's not going, so. And I'm not going either, so, but, yeah, well, I guess the big deal for me is I hope the weather's good for the Regina Santa Claus Day Parade on the 16th. That's a Sunday. That would be nice. Any time that's good weather, you got lots of kids in the crowd, and it's a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, if you got the nice weather, even for Halloween, we had a fairly mild night, and we had 80-some-odd, 86, I think the wife said, and she wasn't sure about the count, because some of them came in groups of 10 or 12, and she had trouble handing out and counting at the same time. But, yeah, no, stuff like that, parades, when it's nice, you definitely get a much bigger turnout, especially with the little ones, and that's who it's all for anyway. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah, I wasn't here for it all, but apparently we got about 36, so, yeah, you just never know. I guess we're not in the best part of town, but a lot of kids, I think, they try to make a couple of loops because they don't want to travel too far back and forth, and so they just, maybe they go home quickly and change their mask or something, or maybe even carry two, and they go back to the same route again. Well, that's okay. 36 isn't very much, but you never know, you know, that's the thing, you know, but, you want to make sure you buy candies that you can eat yourself, because there may well be some leftovers going.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I've been eating licorice a fair bit. Some of the kids didn't like it, some of them did, but there's a little bit of licorice left over, so I'll grab a handful of the little packs and munch away at it, because I do like my licorice. And, yeah, Smarties and M&M's and all those things, yeah. Yeah, most of those sweets I can eat. Not supposed to, but I can eat them. So, yeah, you're right. You stock what you can eat yourself and pass out what they don't eat, you can.
Well, anyway, I noticed they didn't have a Halloween patrol this year, and they always seem to have one in Moose Jaw. And, boy, they used to have one in Regina long ago. A few years ago now, but that was always great. Hams went out and sort of coordinated with the cops, and I think every year they found at least one stolen car. That was kind of a helpful thing. Go ahead.
VE7SLZ